I know there's a couple more people that are going to be hopping on, but we can go ahead and get started. So this is our first alumni call, and I just want to really check in with everybody, see where you're at, and see what kind of questions you have. So, Suzanne, do you have a specific question since we've got you on the line here?
No, I really don't. I was just calling to see how everybody else was doing, but I do have a warning, maybe.
All right.
I think I was on the computer way too much and whacked out my eyes because I've been having these ocular migraines. And
oh, no.
I found out it's not painful, it's just I can't see. I mean, that my eyes, the vision messes up. It's like your computer screen's going out. And so I went to the ophthalmologist, and, they're definitely saying, stay away from the computer. I mean, everything mechanically is fine. But then I went to my regular doctor, and he did the light test in my left eye. When the light comes towards it, goes to the far left instead of towards my nose. So I've really stressed out my muscles in my eye, staring at the computer for, 6-7 hours a day without enough rest. So just a warning. I got so intent on doing it just right and finishing on deadlines and all this that I just really overdid it.
That is definitely a good reminder, and I know that I stare at the screen way too much. Did you get your website and stuff up? Or are you still working on
it? Well,
that?
Yeah, it's coming along really well. Each time I just talked to my web designer yesterday, and he's got such great ideas, and I'm, going back to the drawing board, rewriting some stuff, but he's doing all that technical stuff, which was the best decision ever. Saved my money to do that because I can't imagine how much time I would have spent, trying to figure that piece out. So I'm just, and he's very reasonable. He's worked with a bunch of B-schoolers, so he understands what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
anyway, it's great. It's great.
Well,
so,
Sue Ann is on listening online. I didn't know if you have any questions, Sue Ann. If so, you can type them in, and if not, that's okay.
She's probably wiping the chocolate off of her fingers right now.
Likely so. So I just saw Megan bop on, and I know that Megan had some questions. So Megan, you're unmuted if you want to go ahead and talk.
All right. Unless anyone else wants to go first, I'm trying to find a quiet spot to ask my questions from, wandering around.
We're ready for you, quiet or not.
Well, my questions were just kind of about more from a design standpoint. I had decided to make my exercise sheet layout 2 pages, and I wasn't sure the best way because every page in my PDF has a header, and
mm-hmm.
so I wasn't sure if it made sense to have the same header on the 2-page spread, or if there shouldn't be a header on the second page so it looks kind of more like it flows.
Continuing on.
Does that
make sense? I definitely think you could take that second header off if you wanted to.
Okay.
Or the other thing is to leave it on. And are these exercises that they had to do in order, or does it not matter what order?
Well, and that was actually something I kind of thought of today. Maybe instead of doing, because there's 6 exercises, and so maybe instead of doing 3 exercises on each page, that maybe I would do an intro and 2 exercises on the first page and then 4 exercises on the second
mm-hmm.
page.
Yeah.
So that there was a little more description of kind of how to do it and, do them in order, then repeat the whole set.
Yeah.
I just wanted
yeah,
to
that
look.
Makes sense.
I wanted,
I think
you know, I'm trying to find the balance between it being functional and it looking
mm-hmm.
really pretty.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it looks great. Your photos are great, and you're consistent all the way through with the way that you have each one of them set up. So, very, very straightforward. It would be very easy for somebody to print that out and sit it down and just go through those. So
okay,
I think you're
so
good
maybe,
there.
So, and then, so if, but if there's, so there's, 6 pages total, if there's no header on that one page, you think that'll look okay. That'll kind of make sense that it's like a two-page.
Yeah. I mean, you can even put just a tiny continued down there on the bottom of that first page, too. Continued on next page.
That's a great idea. Yeah, because I was trying to think, like, should I number them? Like, how should I kind of signify that they're, you know, that it continues? I mean, I think it'll be obvious, but I want it, like I said, I want it to be really, you know, really functional.
Yeah, I think that'll work fine. And, you know, you're not having a huge PDF where they're going to get lost in 100 pages or something. So, I think that'll work good.
Okay,
You had another question for me. Let's see.
I do, and it's kind of unrelated. It's unrelated to that PDF. It's, for the next project I'm working on, I want to do, and this is going to be printable, so I want it to be really, you know, ink friendly and really easy to print. And I want to do like a weekly calendar page where the week, you know, kind of like an appointment book would be where it's divided by hours. But I tried doing it with just a table. And I feel like, you know, this line between being functional and being pretty. So I did a table and it's very functional, but it's not very pretty. You know, it's a table. And so I just wondered if you had another idea on how to design it to make it look a little better.
Did you, there was a bonus screencast on tables. Did you happen to watch that screencast?
Maybe not.
Can actually do a lot with those tables in terms of formatting them. Like you can change the colors, you can change the frames around the whole table, the frames around the individual cells. You can color different rows if you wanted to make like each row a different, you know, a color and then white and, you know, alternate colors just to give it a little bit of something. So I would check that out because from the thing that you sent me, a table looks like the very best way for you to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be in there in pages trying to put boxes together and align them and that can make you really crazy. It's not set up for that.
I tried that at first and it was already making me crazy. And so then I did the table and it's like, well, the table is kind of, it looks like an Excel spreadsheet right now.
Yeah.
So,
add your colors. You can add your colors and everything to that and fonts and just kind of make it, you know, match your branding. And even just adding that little bit of your kind of purplish color or a little bit of your green in there it'll still be able to print it easily and not use that much ink, but it'll help it match, you know, better to what you've already got going on. So,
I definitely will check out that screencast.
There's also, I think I added a calendar layout in there, but I don't think it would work as well for what you're planning here. And it is done with the boxes, so it's a little bit more intensive, but it was in the bonus stuff too. There was a calendar in there.
Yeah, I saw that one, and that one's awesome because I do plan on doing kind of a monthly calendar like you had for our program, and so that's perfect for that. But I wanted to have kind of this like appointment style calendar option. And, yeah, I just want it to be pretty.
So if you watch that one on tables, there's a bonus one on tables. It goes through a little bit of the stuff of how to really change it to make it look better. So
perfect.
I think that'll work.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. And we had a few questions. Suzanne put a question up. My question would be, how would I send someone a page from the PDF so that they can write on it? Answer. Questions when it is one page reflective exercise rather than an entire ebook. So the one frustrating part about the way Pages outputs the PDF, Suzanne, is that it doesn't let you specify the range. Let me look in here real quick. If you do the actual, instead of file export, you do file print, and you print as a PDF from that option, then you can specify which pages to output. It doesn't, if you have photos and things in there, it doesn't give you as high a quality of a look. But if it's just like a worksheet where you want people to be able to write things on, print it out and write things on it, then if you do the file and print instead of file export, you can specify the range and have it export just whatever page you wanted exported there. So, Sue-Ann, let me know if that answers that question for you. And then Denise had a question. When we write our ebook with the intent of selling it as opposed to giving it away, are we allowed to quote others and put their name with the quote? Or do we need some sort of consent in order to use a quote? You can use quotes. You just want to use a small snippet. You don't want to quote an entire book of somebody else's page, entire page of somebody else's book or something, but definitely you can use a quote and attribute them. That's well within the fair use of somebody else's stuff to do. Let's see. Anybody else have a question? You can do star 2 to raise your hand. I'm happy to answer any other questions anybody has. And Denise, let me know if that was a helpful answer for you on that. Okay, just trying to make sure. Would anybody like to share kind of where they're at in the process, what they've accomplished or not accomplished in the last month? Anybody like to share? Nobody's in the sharing mood this morning. Okay. Megan.
I'll always share. I hate there for there to be dead air, so I'll always talk. So many people have said, and on the Facebook group, and, you know, this workshop was so helpful for me just to, you know, get some clarity and get clarity around my brand and kind of just start defining things. And, you know, I kind of set off in the PDF workshop to do kind of two different one-page PDFs. And just through the process and through the writing process, really, you know, realized that I had to put my whole program together to know what was going to be on these PDFs instead of kind of the other way around. And so that was just a huge you know, a huge momentum builder for me to, you know, to have to develop all the content and everything. So, and then as I posted on our Facebook too, like my big excitement was doing this professional photo shoot that we did last week, and the photos just turned out so great. And I just, again, I feel like the combination of the class and knowing how to do those things, and then the professional photos, I just feel really confident that not only is the content going to be good, but that it's just going to look really professional, and it just is going to kind of elevate it to that next level and allow me to charge appropriately for it. And not even that, but just feel confident in that I can charge, you know, an appropriate amount for it, that it really is a professional thing. So, so that's kind of where I'm at. Although I have decided, because it just kind of got bigger and bigger, and now I need to kind of figure out the technical side of it and how do I get it loaded onto the website, all that stuff. I did kind of decide that I think I'm going to push out the launch of it. I was going to try to launch it by the end of the year, but I think I'm going to push it out and launch it in January. And then in the meantime, I'm going to do, I'm going to launch another idea that I had that is kind of a productivity and kind of accountability program that you can basically kind of sign up for 2 weeks of this program to help you stay accountable on any type of project that you're working on, and especially as a busy mom. And again, like as soon as I started putting the program together, I just had so much confidence in, like, okay, I'm going to make this calendar. Okay, I'm going to make this PDF for this. There's going to be this download. And I think the workshop has just given me so much confidence in that I can do some of the stuff. I don't have to wait for someone else to design it or wait till I have the money to pay someone else or keep hemming and hawing over figuring out how to do it. So when I decided to switch directions and launch a different program, I'm still planning on launching the program in 3 weeks, even though I haven't even started it yet, because I'm just confident enough in my skills that I learned in this class that I know I can do what I need to do for it. So that's kind of where I'm at, and I'm just excited.
Yeah, that's great. So whenever you get ready to launch that, be sure and post up in our group so you know everybody can kind of help out if they want to with doing some tweets and stuff for you, give you a little bit more promotional help with that too. Make sure you keep us up to date.
I absolutely will. Again, like so many people have said, that's been one of my favorite parts of this group is I just feel like the group really gelled and, you know, I feel like we're all, you know, supportive of each other. It's nice. This whole kind of online world is so kind of different. I don't have a lot of live friends that really understand what I'm doing. So
mm-hmm.
It's so nice to be able to jump onto that Facebook group and just feel like, oh, wait, there's other people out in the world that this makes sense to. So I appreciate that part of the course too.
Great. Thanks for that update, Megan.
Thank you.
Awesome. We have Rebecca, I believe.
Yes.
In Mesa.
Yes.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
I am well. Thank you for having this call. I'm not in the same place as Megan. I love my PDF, but it's those last couple details, like so many things in my life, that I haven't quite finished. And, you know, in fairness to myself, I leaped into another project, which is not unlike my style. And then I was in Phoenix with Pam Slim for her Power Boost live event. And so I have had other things that I, you know, ran to, but it's that those last details. And I'm listening to Megan. One of the things I'm learning listening to Megan is maybe I should have chosen a little bit smaller project so I could have gotten all the way around it. And finished instead of having something a little bit longer. So
mm-hmm.
maybe one of the things I'm asking you is a little, you know, it's those final details of polishing. You know how in your last thing it was the polishing, the make sure all your links look good. Because you and I talked about the fact that I needed to get the layout of everything so I could see the big picture before I went in and made sure all my margins were right and
mm-hmm.
all of, you know, just all the precision stuff. And
mm-hmm.
since that's never my favorite thing to do, of course, I'm not doing it. And I really need it right now. My website, I'm doing this whole 31 days of soulful cleansing. It would be the perfect thing to be having up on my website right now.
So are you good with setting deadlines for yourself?
I'm great with that. I just happen to be, of course, a little busy with what I'm
mm-hmm.
doing. So I need to, you know what I need help with is getting it into small enough bites. Since
mm-hmm.
I haven't done this before, I can't identify the small bites. It's still
smaller thing to do.
Yeah.
So how long is your whole thing? How many pages?
You know, like 15 pages.
12 to 15 pages. Okay, 15 pages. So if you just took an hour and see what you can get done in an hour of looking it over really well to start with that first page,
mm-hmm.
get it how you want it, and go to the next. Just today, if you have time today. If you don't have an hour, do a half hour.
Okay.
And see what you can get done. And then you can say, okay, it took me a half hour to do this, to tidy up this many pages.
Okay.
And I want to have this done by next Wednesday or whenever you really want to have it up. Or,
okay.
you know, and block yourself just some little chunks of time to go in because I think it's feeling overwhelming to you.
Yeah,
but if you can pull it back a little bit, I know we talked about this before, like just with the way that you help people deal with clutter, you know, you don't have them running around the whole house, clutter,
yeah.
clutter, clutter, and you get them to focus. So if you can coach yourself a little bit on that, aspect of it and treat it like you're decluttering your PDF because that's what you're doing. So.
Well, and the time one, that's a good one. I hadn't kind of thought about that. I was trying to focus on jobs to do and
mm-hmm.
instead I'll just focus on, well, I have no idea what I'll get done in a half an hour, but if I spend a half an hour.
yeah, you won't know till you do it because you haven't done it before. So, you know, and it may be that you really have way less to do than you think you do, because I think that's the case. I think
you
it,
do
it
think
was pretty,
that's the case? Okay.
I think it's the case, yeah, because I think it was pretty tidy, that last, you know, go-around that we looked at. So.
Okay.
There may be some just letting go of perfection, too, that you need to do in order to get this up and get it in people's hands,
yeah.
You know?
I'm sure that's the case. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because they're going to benefit more from it if they have it versus you're trying to align everything. That's more important than aligning everything.
Agreed. Thank you.
All right. You got this.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Let me check the questions. I don't have any more questions from Denise or Sue Ann. So that looks like they're doing good. Denise says she's, you know, getting ready to start her ebook. I don't know if you guys saw that Denise has her website launched. Maybe she'll post a link to that in the group so you guys can check it out because it's really, really beautiful. Anybody else want to let me know where they're at, if you're stuck with anything, anything else you might need from me today on the call? And if nobody has any questions, then I'll let you guys go and you can get busy doing whatever it is you're up to today because I know you have stuff to do besides talk to me. Okay, last call. Oops. All right, Dawn. I've unmuted you, Dawn. Can you hear me? Hey, Dawn, can you hear me? Hey, Dawn, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Obviously, I've had a very productive week. I am, like, become the form lady. I'm, like, making templates like they're going out of style. But I do have a question for you, because, and I think somebody had mentioned this, too, about kind of establishing sort of an order, and once you start doing it, you get the hang of it. And unfortunately, on my PDF, I sort of left out putting a footer at the bottom, you know, with that, with the copyright and the, you know, website address.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an easy way to go back and add that, like, onto each of the pages? Because it's a pretty long document. So I don't know. Can you copy and paste that if you put it on one page? And
in both, are you in a page layout document or a word processing? Okay.
Page
you, layout. You can actually add headers and footers just like you do in the word processing thing, in a word processing document when you're in the pages document. So if you go to in your document in the inspector and get on that that first document thing and then under document, you can actually click headers and footers there and add them in. So it may be that you have to do this for each page. I think that's the case in the way the page layout is set up because Pages considers each page its own thing. So you may have to go in and click that on for each one of those and then copy and paste your text and stick it in there, like you said a minute
ago. Okay,
when
I do it in Inspector, it'll put the footer there and then I can just copy and paste the text from one page to to another. Okay.
Yeah, that way it'll be in a consistent spot everywhere across the across the page.
And speaking of which, I thought there was in the inspector, wasn't there a drop down for those symbols? Like, so if you had that copyright symbol, I thought that
special
was in
symbols?
There too, or am I hallucinating?
Yeah, it's not in the inspector. It's actually up in see if I can find it because it's in a weird place.
Yeah.
It's in a weird place and I forget where it is every single time. So
oh, good,
and
I don't feel so badly.
Yeah, I don't, it's in a place where no one would ever look for it. So let me find it and then I will post it in our Facebook page and tell you where that is because I'm not seeing it right now, and this happens to me every single time I want to add a character. I have to go find this thing. Oh, here it is. Okay. It's actually under Edit, at the very, very bottom, there's edit, and then you scroll down, and it's special characters. And that will bring up a whole menu of all kinds of special characters.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, see, where are you in edit?
Up at the top of the page, when you're in pages, where it's file, edit, insert, format, at the very top of your character window. Edit, and then if you just look at that menu that pops up, there's special characters. And that should bring up the menu.
I must have clicked on the wrong subheading up there because it wasn't coming up. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's where that's hidden.
So if we... No favorites. Okay. I'm trying to... Where is it? I've got, like, all these hieroglyphic things.
Yeah, and so then you have to click on... in mine, it's in letter-like symbols. There's an option that says letter-like symbols, and that brings up the registered mark, copyright. If it's not showing up, if the option letter-like symbols isn't showing up, there's a little gear thing up at the top of the menu there. If you hold down on that, you can do a customized list, and it will bring up a whole bunch more of those special symbols, and you can go in there and click to add
letter-like. I have all characters, codes, Korean. Oh, good Lord. Oh, symbol. Let's see if it has it. No. No, it's got all weird stuff.
So I can see in mine it starts out with symbols and it's got European alphabetic scripts, Middle Eastern, all kinds of stuff like that. So in mine it shows one called letter-like symbols, and that's where the copyright.
Yeah, I don't have that. That's really strange.
And this is one of those things that's dependent on your operating system too. So this is one of those menus like the color menu is that is dependent on your operating system, which OS you have of Mac. Let me think. There's another way to do this.
I found it. Letter-like symbols, but it's in a really – I don't even know how I found it. That's so weird. Like, I just was clicking around, and suddenly there was a menu with a drop-down symbols menu.
There you go.
I have no idea how I got that. So do you just copy and paste the symbol? Is that the story?
Yeah, you can just double-click on the symbol that you want to use, and it'll insert it wherever your cursor is. So get your cursor where you want it and double-click, and it'll stick it in there.
Got it. Wow. I got to do a little work on figuring out how I found that.
That was
strange. Okay.
Sometimes that happens. You just find things.
Okay. I'm hoping I can repeat that. But thank goodness it's in Chinese in case I need that.
Just in case. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Thank All you.
Right. Welcome. Okay. So last call. Anybody else with a question? I'll look over here on the web thing. I think we're good. Over there. And all right, I am going to let you guys go. Thanks for showing up and asking questions, and I'll see you over on Facebook. Bye, guys.